In the proposal to County Council Wednesday, the bond would be paid out over 20 years. Council Chairman Chris Robinson said he could support a bond with $15 million going for open space and $10 million for recreation. Some cost figures came from Snyderville Recreation's bond counsel, Brian Baker of Zions Bank, who said that on an average primary home in the basin valued at $652,000, the annual tab would be $124. For every $100,000 of home value, he said it would be $19. Baker said he can't answer if voters this year will support a bond. He noted that the last bond, 4 years ago, got more support than they expected.
I believe you were there in 2010 when we had our discussion about sizing that bond and whether we felt that there was significant enough interest in the community to support something like that and whether we needed to scale it back dramatically. And we did scale it back somewhat in response to that, and then we saw an overwhelming amount of support from the community. And so you are the best gauge in the district of the pulse of what's going on in your community.
County Clerk Kent Jones noted that the 2010 Snyderville bond passed by a 72-28% margin. The Snyderville Recreation District said one major public priority that could be funded with the bond would be a second sheet of ice at the parts of the ice arena. The $2 million cost would be funded between the district and Park City. That got support during some brief public comment allowed by the council. Cindy Wilkinson from the Figure Skating Club of Park City said the club members, including her two daughters, get up now to practice at the current rink at 5:30 a.m. Another ice sheet would also allow competitions there. The idea was also endorsed by Aaron Dufford. He's the hockey director for the Ice Miners program.
In order to grow, we need more ice. And we need ice from 4 to 10 o'clock at night. Obviously, during the school day, we can't be at the facility, but we do need more ice. So I'm in favor of us creating this bond, working with Park City to allow these team sports. We talked about business and jobs. As far as I'm concerned, team sports are a great teaching tool for kids going into the workforce. So from the hockey perspective, it's important that we allow growth to teach our kids a valuable sport, which is hockey, but also teamwork in general as they grow up and become young adults.
Another major project could be a multi-purpose gym at the Basin Fieldhouse. The possible trail project could include a link under I-80 between Jeremy Ranch and Pine Brook, the connector at the Silver Springs intersection from the Sun Peak neighborhood to Parley's Park Elementary, and continuing the trail on the east side of Highway 224 so it connects from Redstone to the Blue Roof. Rec District Manager Rena Jordan said her board is scheduled to vote on the bond request July 16th. It will go on to council on July 30th or early August. Council Member David Ure said he has some concern that putting more land in public hands will increase the cost of land and attainable housing. Ure said he's saying that even as somebody who is devoted to open space and the mountains.
I'm a farm boy. Even ugly mountains are more beautiful than beautiful homes. But having said that, there's not being made any more land there. And we always hear the conversation in this community and also in the county that are we able to keep our children here at home? Are we able to supply them with jobs? And I'm just throwing this out because I like open space, but I throw this out on a philosophical value. The more open space we tie up, and that's what we're very selective, but the more open space we tie up, the more we raise the value of a home for our young people.
Summit County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.